Hello and welcome to Heat We're Obsessed With, a podcast, your weekly take on all of the celeb shenanigans with quite possibly the best team on earth, I would say.
Hells yeah.
And nothing gets past us lot, to be honest. For all of the celeb gossip you could ever need, the magazine's out right now. Heat Radio is blasting all the best tunes 24/7, and you can head over to heatworld.com for all of the breaking news. What more could you want? My name is Carl Smith. I'm joined by Heat World's Ruby.
Hey.
And Heat Magazine's Charlotte.
Hello.
Hello. Now, obviously, our first topic of discussion has to be the birth of Kylie Jenner's baby.
Oh, my God. Nothing else matters in the whole entire world.
Little Stormy.
Little Stormy.
Stormy Webster, which I think kind of sounds like a Coronation Street cast member.
She is. She's, Who? Sally Webster, that's
Sally
it.
Sally Webster's new daughter.
But also that we only found out that Travis Scott isn't actually called Travis Scott. Like, who's this Webster?
Yeah, I know. And I looked it up after. And Jacques
Webster.
Jacques Webster.
I love a rapper's alter ego. So,
they always just sound
God,
so mumsy.
So funny.
Like,
yeah.
What did we think of her big reveal? Because obviously it's been...
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. But don't you think that? We all knew she was pregnant. But when she actually was pregnant, I was still like...
Well, especially for us, you know, we're reporting it all this time. Yeah. It's like vindication of all our work, saying, she's pregnant. Yeah, she's pregnant. Seriously, she's pregnant.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, like, we know she's pregnant, but we have no reason to prove it. And then suddenly, thank the Lord, she actually comes out and says it. And God, did she say it, didn't she? It wasn't a half-hearted reveal.
It wasn't.
It was this epic film.
I've actually got goosebumps now thinking about it.
Like, we're all gonna remember.
I loved it. I cried. I actually cried.
Okay, I have to admit, it was a bit emotional.
It was so emotional. It was beautiful.
We're all going to remember where we were when we actually found out the news, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
The news, the big news.
The big news. How the hell did she manage to actually go into hiding for so long?
I know. Well, apparently she had decoys.
Yep.
So she'd have like people
but
running
if you
around
on that film. She is massive.
She's huge.
Like,
but
that is a big bump.
Yeah,
so
it
like,
is a big old
I mean,
bump.
How she managed to go completely out? Because I think even we had a few snaps of her like far away.
Yeah. People spotted her. Yeah.
So we can see the bump. Like, there's just no way that those pictures really show how
representative how big she was. Yeah.
Yeah.
What were your favourite parts of the video, the announcement vid to our daughter?
I just loved it all. I loved it all. My favourite bit was when she was in the drive-thru getting her In-N-Out burger.
Oh, and she's told
like,
off by
cheese
her
fries?
Doctor.
Do I get cheese fries? Yeah,
her doctor's like, you need to do cardio.
Her doctor's like, you are gaining weight, hun.
I just love In-N-Out burgers.
You are gaining. And she's like, In-N-Out. And then she's at the thing, do I get cheese fries? Do I get cheese fries?
What I can't believe is we were also a double whammy. We were shown Baby Chicago and no one's actually really
noticed.
Like, normally when, you know, we see the Kimye baby, it's
a
so
big reveal, yeah.
And this was just sort of like passed under, you know.
Do you think that Kim's like letting her younger sisters like have this time now? So she's had her two babies,
I made
a big
so.
Meme out of it.
I don't know. I think, you know, she's definitely clawing back some attention.
Do you reckon?
Because like, she's naked all over the place at the
but
moment.
That's what,
isn't
but
she?
I think she's less about her kids right now. She's having a bit of a
she's not even caring about the kids.
So I think
they're irrelevant.
Kids are gone.
Yeah.
It's more, look how great I am with my.
Thank God I didn't have to care. I, like, you know, they've all gone have baby weight. Look at me and my. In my amazing bod, getting well naked on Instagram.
What
else did I like about the film? I quite liked the intimate moments with her and Travis because it's, you know, poor Travis, he hasn't had a look in, right?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah,
we don't
yeah,
even
yeah.
know, like, you know,
can
anything
he speak?
About him. Exactly.
I never heard him
but
say
it was quite
a word.
Nice, you know, they seem to have... What did her friend say? Your parents had chemistry in the first moment.
Oh, yeah, that was sweet.
Yeah.
Because I don't actually know anything about Travis Scott, really.
No? Well, we Love know his now tunes. His name is Webster.
Jacques Webster. Jacques.
But that's about it, yeah.
What do we think of Stormy's name?
Stormy. Well, we were also sure it was something about Butterfly, weren't we?
Yeah.
And then
we were
all convinced it was Posy. I was really hoping for Chrysalis with a K. So I was disappointed that that didn't happen. But I quite like Stormy, actually.
I like Storm. Really like Storm. I don't know how I feel about Stormy.
I agree.
With an I.
Like, I just feel a bit unnecessary.
It's like, why is Chicago shy?
Yeah.
With C-H-I.
I agree.
I loved Posy.
Yeah,
I
was Posy's so cute. Posy's cute, isn't it? Mm. Yeah. Undecided. Better than Chicago.
Definitely better than Chicago.
I mean... I still think Penelope won the lottery on this one.
Yeah, Penelope's like Penelope's gonna be like in school at 15, be like I lucked out. Like literally, I was okay.
But it just, I mean, you know, Kylie, maybe she'll surprise us all and be this incredible mother. But
well, that's the thing.
Being maternal.
Well, I think so because she, I mean, biggest Kardashian fan in the entire world. Mm. She's like famously never been one to like go out and party.
Yeah, but she likes her home.
She realizes stuff. Yeah, but that's, I think that's a good mom. She'll be like really devoted to this baby.
I think it was Jordan Woods as well, wasn't it, who said that she, was it Jordan in the video and said she wanted a baby since she was 15?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you grow up so fast under the public
eye. Yeah, exactly. Like, and you just want to like...
She's not actually that young, really. Like, she's lived so much life.
True.
But, oh, I have a question. Where was Kendall? Is there beef?
Yeah, where was Kendall?
Is there beef? Because obviously she dated Travis.
Yeah, I know this. And I forgot about this completely.
So that I don't know, there's something dodgy there. She hasn't had, like, she hasn't publicly congratulated him,
has she?
No. Yeah, I think that's beef.
And also, Caitlyn Jenner was missing because she was just busy in London. Was she in London or wherever she was, swanning around doing
something? Yeah, and Caitlyn just did her Insta post.
Yeah, Dublin. She was in Dublin.
Made it clear that she is, you know, part of the.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm
the grandmama.
I am excited to see what 2018 holds for the Kylie Jenner brand and as a mother.
Well, she's just her $1 billion business is booming as well.
Yeah. And also her picture was the most liked. The picture of baby Stormy and the big name reveal, the most liked picture on Instagram ever.
Tough life for a 20-year-old born in 1998. I know. I had to always remind myself she was born in 1998. That is so depressing.
I know.
Somebody else.
She could have had babies for another 20 years. She could have babies till she's 40.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
She could have 20 babies.
Keep them coming, Kylie.
Keep them coming.
Might have to, yeah.
Keep us in a job. somebody else who's caused quite the social media storm in the past week is the Spice Girls.
Yeah, I know.
They are, we think, back. We're not sure why.
Yeah.
They're back, but they're kind of making a big deal out of like a Greats Hits album, I think, aren't they?
Oh, I hope it's more.
No, I hope it's more. But like, this is what I think there better be a tour. I don't think there'll be a tour.
But why not? That's what the public wants.
Everyone's saying no.
Did you guys go to their last reunion tour? It was so good.
I really wanted to, but...
But you know what's amazing? So this was the reunion in, what, was it 2007 or 2008? Back then, it seemed like, oh God, it's been so long since the Spice Girls. But then you look at photos of them in 2007 and they're like, oh my God, that's so retro as well. Look at Posh with her silly pob and...
Oh my God, I know.
So, like, I mean... How they've come from then is incredible. Like, how she's now this really serious fashion designer. Back then, she was still a bit of a wag.
Mm.
It's about time.
How do we think they managed, the other four managed to wangle Posh back into the mix? Because she's mentioned so many times over the years that she was pretty adamant that she wasn't going to do it. And now she's very much there with
She's bored.
Well, yeah. Well, if you check out the mag next week, we have a lot of sources saying that she's basically fed up being... left alone, you know, David's off in Miami, living his best life.
Yep.
So, you know, two can play at this game. I'm quite right.
I think so. Yeah. I think it's time.
Agreed.
Like, I'm so sick of her just writing, like, mummy kisses and, you know, Harper's little pictures. And I want her to go and get on one of those retro LBDs and put up,
we just want her to point, don't we?
And, like, you know, kick a hip out. Because
the initial rumours were that she'd agreed to it as long as she didn't sing, then they kind of backtracked and said, oh, actually, she was very much on board. Do we think they could, say if they were to do like a new album, do you think they would manage to succeed? Or if they kind of, better left in 98?
I think they do a Greatest Hits album, that'd be amazing. And then if they did a tour, like or like a couple of concerts, that would be amazing. If they brought out new music, I just don't think no one wants Spice Girls.
So when Steps reunited again, and I saw them a few months ago, and they were amazing.
Yeah,
they did it very cleverly because yes, they have brought out a new album, but they've given the fans exactly what they want. Like, they're not trying to be cool or new. They've literally reproduced the same kind of hits, and it's so good. And they mostly performed their old stuff. So if the Spices did something like that, did a hit like Wannabe, but if they're trying to be all, you know, 2018 about it, I just think that would just crash and burn. It's just embarrassing.
Steps did it so well, didn't they?
They did it so well. Yeah, they're the masters. So if the Spices... I mean, it looks like they're being, you know, guided in the right direction. They've got the ever-present Simon Fuller in the middle. The sixth Spice girl. And he seems to be quite smart about this whole thing. So,
I'm so excited. I think it's going to be...
good.
And I think hopefully there'll be a whole new generation of people that get a bit obsessed with Spice because I think they kind of lost their way a bit.
Well, I can see Jerry just clawing in on this thing. I invented girl power. Yeah. What is all this, like, us two thing? Like, you know, we should be leading this.
Too, yeah.
Which, to be fair, like, they really did stand out in the early 90s for doing
that. Oh, definitely, definitely.
So
they were bloody brilliant, weren't they?
God, just thinking back, I'm like, oh, Spice Girls.
I know. But would we still be, like, the same personas as we were back then, or do you feel like you relate to them differently?
I mean, Baby Spice has her own baby. babies.
Yeah, baby Spice ain't a baby no
but
more.
But she's still a baby. Like, look at her face. She's
I mean,
so
scary
cute.
Still scary.
Yeah, scary still terrifying. Absolutely.
And Mel C does do a lot of running.
She does still like her sports.
She does. So she loves it. Yeah.
Jerry's just a baker's housewife, isn't she?
Yeah, Jerry's spice. Not so much. The only ginger that she
gingerbread.
Is using a gingerbread spice.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we can relate to her anymore.
Oh. No, I'm still very excited.
Yeah,
what I'm
so
also
excited.
Excited about is the new series of Celebs Go Dating. Are we watching?
Do you know what? I hadn't been watching it, and then today, we knew we were going to talk about it. Yeah. I like binge watched a few.
Yeah, you got to get into it. Like, it takes a few to get into it.
And I was like, I'm back into it now. Yeah. I really like it.
I'm so back into it. Yeah, it's just the easiest show, isn't it, to watch?
I've just had it in the background, like, while I've been cooking my dinner and like just getting myself together. It's just, it's easy viewing. And I mean, the characters they've got this year are pretty good.
Kind of makes me feel so much better about my own dating life as well.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Makes me feel way worse.
Why? Because you're like, why can't I get
why
one?
Why can't I get a date? Why am I getting one date?
They're so hopeless as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm loving little Jonathan Lipnicki. Did you see he tweeted saying, why does everyone keep calling me Stuart? Oh. I wasn't the mouse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah, which makes me
What was the boy called?
I literally can't remember.
Well, he was irrelevant. It was about the mouse. Well, actually, he was cute.
Was he called, like, Nicky? Little Nicky?
No, that was another film he was in.
That was another thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was something little or little something. Oh. Yeah, he was always little.
Yeah, I know I shouldn't, but I really fancy Muggy Mike. I know.
Oh, no.
I know.
He's just
I know.
Worst.
He's everything that I like.
He's
dislike,
so vile.
But I still just get lost in his eyes.
You're like a moth to a flame.
I'm like a moth to a flame.
The thing is, I would normally feel that way inclined, but I just like watching the other girls. Literally, just
I know it does. Like, it does make me a bit annoyed. Like, I'm like, Hans, come on.
Yeah, and he's so used to it. All he has to do is literally look at someone.
Yeah,
got like got their knickers off.
No, it's true.
How do we feel the GC is coming across?
Oh, yeah, I know. Honestly, well, before this, she could do no wrong in my eyes, but actually, she's coming across like a bit of a
nightmare.
A bit of a nightmare.
Yeah, I agree.
A bit too much of a nightmare.
Well, do you know what? So I loved her. Like, I do kind of still love her. But then at the NTAs, as I said on the podcast a few weeks ago, she was really mean to me. And like,
really?
Turned her back while I was trying to talk to her.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was already like, hang on a minute, you're a bit of work.
Yeah.
And then watching this, I've remembered, actually, you know, you're an actual nightmare.
You're having flashbacks of the horrendous moment.
And I remember watching her last year on Sugar Free Farm, and she was a complete diva. Like, even Anne Widdecombe was more like, you know, her.
Which is never good news,
exactly.
Is it really?
So I think she's getting too lost in her own persona and hype, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, that's the thing. But that's, she's
she's almost become a walking,
word?
Talking anime.
Yeah.
She's become a parody of herself.
It's gone too far.
Yeah, we've created a monster.
We've created a monster, and it's all our fault.
I know. Now we're going to have to break her.
I know.
And then build her back up again.
Build her back up again, yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah, I can't imagine our lives without her, but I also wouldn't say no to her just going on a brief hiatus.
You know, that's probably what she needs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to reflect on the past year.
Bit of a reality check.
I'm just want to know who you date on it. Obviously, I said Muggy Mike, but I think I'd probably also go for Sam Thompson.
He's quite endearing, isn't he? Because he's just so hopeless. And, like, honest.
I just think he's really cute. I really think he's super sweet.
He's so great. And also, sorry, Sam, if you are listening, but I just he's always, like, playing
HMEs.
Third wheel, which I'm sure he would admit to Louise.
And Ryan Libby.
And Ryan, he's literally with them constantly.
Yeah. I mean, he does good lampooning of her, but, he needs his own life.
He does need his own
life. Because I was surprised, because, obviously, he got mugged off by Muggy Mug in the first episode.
As per.
Right. But he spoke to us this week for next week's mag, and he loves Mike.
Yeah, they're like
BFFs. And so he was good. And he was defending him, saying, well, if everyone calls you Muggy, you're going to be Muggy. So just
Muggy
nice.
By name, Muggy by nature.
Muggy by name, Muggy by nature.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would have to be Sam, because no way in Jonathan Lipnicki. And,
agreed.
And I think Ollie Lockett, I'm not really his type.
I don't think.
Maybe,
yeah.
I mean, I'm a taken man, but Ollie might be for me, I guess.
he's good looking. He's very good looking.
I think he's great looking.
Oh, agreed.
But he is also a bit pretentious.
Yeah, but I think he puts it on. I think in real life he's quite nice.
Yeah, he's
I hope so.
More low-key, maybe.
Why is it? But then what I don't really get about the whole Ollie Lock thing is he literally owns a dating. He like invented a dating
That's
app.
That's true. I forgot about that.
But why is so?
What did he?
Yeah, Chappie.
It's like gay happen, isn't it?
It's a gay one. But why?
Haven't done my research.
Yeah.
but then loads of people were like, oh, why is... It's not the best publicity for the app, is it? If he can't
get a
blooming
date
from Chappie.
Yeah, that's true. He hasn't mentioned it
yet. He doesn't mix work with pleasure, though. Maybe he wants to keep that separate. He's up for finding other people love, and he'll do it and down a separate avenue.
Exactly.
I'm sure Chappie has a great success rate. Anyway, speaking of television, Shane / Courtney.
Oh, yeah. I just love Courtney so much.
Yeah. One CBB.
Yay, I'm so happy.
That was pretty epic.
There was that terrifying moment on Friday where we were kind of like, oh my God, is it going to be Anne? Is it going to be Anne? But then... alas, the general public came through.
And wasn't it so brilliantly symbolic as well that you've got this old... I mean, she was very popular, but also she was very backward in her views. And then you've got, you know, this person who stands for all this all this forward progression and everything. And, like, the two of them are sitting there and then Shane wins. It was just perfect.
It was just like, great.
You know, step forward for, you know... open
and
minds.
Shane just comes across, he's so like eloquent and articulate, and he comes across so well in interviews, and he really gets his points across in a way that I could only dream of.
Oh god, I can
barely string a sentence together. Listeners, I'm sorry for my mumbling and stumbling, but he just seems to have his like way of speaking is just like so clear, and you listen, you're like, yeah, you're right,
and he's
oh
very
god.
tolerant, like he so doesn't tolerant. Get angry if someone is really mean to him, which I would, like, if someone was really offending my way of life and like being so judgmental, I would be outraged. But he was just really patient and really took in what was being said to him as well, and just like computed it in like a really thoughtful manner.
I love how he explained kind of his background and his way of, you know, his way of life and everything about, you know, his thoughts speak to... I'm literally don't even know what I'm
get
saying.
Get Shane in here. He needs to come and explain it better than you.
I love how he conveyed himself to, like, Shane L, for instance, who didn't really understand, maybe.
Hadn't been open to that kind of world before. Hadn't seen much of it before.
And the bromance is with Andrew is just amazing.
But can I just say, I think it's getting a bit much now.
Agreed.
Like, it was great on the show. I loved it. But then all this, like, Instagram post being like, I love you, Andrew. You're so great. And Andrew be like, oh my God, Courtney's amazing.
He's
Shane's amazing. Buying him a teddy, like, putting teddy up on Instagram. That's just, I feel like it's just a bit like, ugh, guys, we get it. You get on. Like, we saw it on the TV.
I know,
but
I agree.
What was the name of Andrew's drag alter ego? Was it Betty?
Betty Swallocks.
Yeah,
Betty
So, Katie from the mag met Shane yesterday, and he said that Betty Swallocks is coming to GAY in a few months.
Stop.
So that will be
get us to GAY.
Get us to GAY. Honestly,
so
I don't need any
tempting. This could be Andrew's whole new career.
I know.
Like, who would have thought it?
I mean, who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it?
Exactly.
I highly doubt he did when he first went
in. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that's why, I do appreciate the little friendship.
No, I appreciate the friendship. I feel like, oh, come on, guys.
But it's
like,
also really awkward when one person fancies the other, like, in any
this
situation.
This is what I mean. Surely
friendship.
He's, like teasing it.
Yeah, and he's very open about the fact that he fancies
Do you remember years ago the infamous Craig and Anthony debacle where Craig was literally besotted with Anthony and it just wasn't
trouble,
reciprocated?
Because he went a bit too far.
I don't think that would get past the producers these days.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I mean, that's a bit awkward unless Andrew has not understood it.
Yeah.
Oh, we're just such great friends.
They're quite open about it though, aren't they? So I'm sure
he says it, but he might just think, oh, it's banter.
Yeah.
No, he actually loves you.
Yeah, let's hope nobody gets their heart broken.
Yeah.
I hope, Courtney doesn't get her heart broken.
I think Shane / Courtney's going to have a lot of offers now.
Yeah, so do I, oh my God.
Also, do you know what I'm literally dying for an invite to?
Are you? I wonder what. What could it possibly be?
Well, Ruby, it might just be the royal wedding.
What a smooth segue.
What a segue.
Talk to me about the royal wedding.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting closer to the big date, May the 19th.
Yep.
Coming up. Dum-dum-dum-dum.
I'm literally, well, as I say, I would love to be there. Yeah, imagine being a fly on the wall. I'll tell you who won't be there. Okay.
No, Fergie, she won't.
Fergie will.
What is that? What's being said now? It's very confusing.
I thought Fergie was going to go.
There was all that stuff saying she wasn't going to be invited. Then Harry was apparently putting his foot down saying she would. But why does he care so much if she's
there? I think Harry's just the keeper of all the pieces, isn't he?
Well,
just like for an easy life.
Strength in numbers.
Yeah. Also, just he's just so chill and just wants an easy life. Like, invite whoever. Like, I don't want the ag. Harry is not one for ag. So I think he wants.
I think, like, fine, he's letting her in. She won't go off and, you know, badmouth the royals. But it's going to be a bit of drums, you know, in the social scene.
I hope she gets so drunk at the wedding.
Exactly.
Oh, swills Prince Andrew.
She throws up on the cake.
Voms on the cake.
Oh, my gosh,
I can kind of picture it, to be honest.
It will most likely happen.
I really hope so. That'd
Meanwhile, Elton John's going to be there in the corner.
Well, is he going to be there? He's cancelled a couple of his Las Vegas dues, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Thinking that he's thinking that he's invited.
I know. That's
a classic. That is a classic.
That would annoy me. I know. I'd be like, no, I'm not inviting you now.
You know when you like you make friends, you make plans with someone, but you don't want to commit to the plan because you might get a better offer. That is literally, and then you don't get the better offer.
That's so true.
And can you imagine? I mean, Las Vegas is a hefty pay packet. He's going to be dropping some.
I'm sure he can afford the expense. Yeah.
Who's going to make it onto Megan's guest list?
Well,
she's got some pretty high profile
fancy friends.
Yeah, but do you think maybe they've been told like no celeb friends? I don't know. I mean,
but she's a celeb, so you can't have no celeb friends. I reckon they'll have like the classy celeb friends. I reckon it'll be like Serena Williams.
Serena Williams. Oh my god, well she's up there with Oprah. Everyone loves her.
Serena Williams will definitely be there.
Aren't Meghan and Victoria Beckham like BFFs these days as well?
Yes, they could snag another room. Although David is not in the good books because of a whole knighthood.
Oh, the knighthood debacle.
I'm not convinced that would.
I don't know if they'll come. Yeah. Who else? Oh, Millie McIntosh. She's a friend, an acquaintance.
I really hope she's not. Is she?
Yeah.
They've partied at Soho House together.
Soho Farmhouse.
Darling.
Yeah.
Oh, darling. Nice.
I reckon she'll be angling for an invite like you would not believe. But if she can't get into the Bloomin' Fashion Week party, how's she going to get into the royal wedding?
And, going back to what we were talking about before, I've heard that Harry and Jerry wants the Spice Girls to perform.
At the royal wedding?
That would be incredible, wouldn't
it?
That would be fun.
And we all know, which one Harry is.
Fergie will be there thinking she's Ginger Spice.
Yes, her too. That'll be
hilarious.
So yeah, May the 19th is the big day.
Put in the diaries, but don't cancel your plans yet.
Yeah, don't do an Elton.
Don't pull an Elton.
Don't do an Elton.
Charlotte, Ruby, thank you so much for your musings. Don't forget that our weekly We're Obsessed With podcast is out every single Friday, so make sure that you subscribe and all of that malarkey. For all of the showbiz gossip, Heat Magazine is out now. Also, go get that. Heat Radio's on 24/7. Listen to that while you're reading the magazine. And also, just log on to heatworld.com on the side.
Woo!
Live your best life.
Thanks.
Bye.